Well, I'm out in the woods and I'm audio viewing, which is always a good combination. It's a fairly wet evening. It's been raining pretty non-stop for a week or so. It's good for the grounds, obviously, good for the crops. I'm just doing a boo because I've given up smoking. Been a while now. I moved on to kind of like bog standard fake cigarette e-cigs, nicotine vaporizers, and like I say, that was a while ago. Maybe haven't really had any tobacco. The odd one. Oh, there's the ducks, and there's Poppy chasing them. Out of there, pups. Come on, not in the bog. Come on. So, hey, pups. Good girl. I got a pack of kind of, like a cigarette box-sized thing that had a... like a white tip battery thing with a glow light in it, and you attached what are called cartomizers to the end. Oh, nearly fell down a hill. It's very slippy. Hold on, I'm going to have to use both hands to get down this. and they were okay. Certainly dispensed nicotine, but I found that they didn't taste great. And they also needed replacing quite a lot, and each time you replaced you had to put a new little plastic bit on the end which contained the nicotine liquid or e-juice or e-liquid. And I found it wasn't particularly satisfying. They do give a kind of throat hit like a cigarette would, or tobacco, but it's not the same. It's never going to be the same, but not particularly pleasurable or satisfying. So I had a look around and spoke to a few people, especially friends in the States who know more about this stuff because e-cigs are more popular over there, and came up with one called the Ego C by a company called Joytech. Which is about as kind of environmentally friendly as they get. It's you're gonna have to replace one part on it every so often, once every couple of months, which is the atomizer. And it's based on the a tank system. So you buy e-liquid and you fill a tank up. It's only 1.1 milliliter tank, and you pop that on the end, and then press a button. And the carton and the atomizer vaporizes a little bit for you. So when you inhale, you get quite a nice amount of vapor, actually. It's surprising. I mean, as much vapor as you'd normally get smoke, except vapor's just water with, you know, waterborne nicotine in it. Oh, sorry, out of breath. I've been down all these hills. Hills, what would you call them? Inclines. And I found it remarkably satisfying. There's so many different flavours of juices you can get. So I got a variety to test them, including strawberry and cherry and vanilla, original Virginia, normal tobacco, red American red tobacco, which turns out to be my favourite. Really nice, really rich, smooth, creamy taste. Very reminiscent of the nice bits of tobacco, but without any of the carcinogens and the tar. So, and only one chemical, you know, nicotine, natural flavourings. So, pretty good. Pretty impressed. They're not things to... I wouldn't think they're things to use if you're trying to give up smoking. For a start, they still involve that kind of oral fixation thing. But if you don't particularly, like, I don't have any particular desire to not be addicted to nicotine. It's the only drug I take, apart from caffeine. I don't really drink alcohol anymore, I haven't done for a while. Maybe the odd glass of wine once a month, once every 2 weeks with a meal. But that's not to say I've given up alcohol, I kind of like, you know, meds I'm on don't like it too much, and I kind of like to think that I'm keeping my brain as close to its normal self as it can be, so that I don't inhibit any recovery I might be at, or I am on the making of. Long way to go with that, I still think, but that's because I've learnt to have lower expectations of myself, and not push myself too much. I have to stop myself getting too excited, too over enthusiastic, just to avoid any manic cycles. And equally, I don't want the come down that comes after a manic cycle, which is the depressed part of the cycle. And I seem to be managing that a lot better. I don't know whether it's just since spring's come, but I suspect not. You know, the weather's been pretty miserable. I don't exactly live on daylight hours so much. I have a pretty routine bedtime, but it's 6 a.m, you know, or thereabouts, maybe a little bit later if I stay out to have breakfast with Claude. And that's really sort of, I was told the important thing was having a regular routine, and that it didn't matter when that was, as long as it was regular. And since I follow esports quite enthusiastically, and most of the action happens in America, I like to kind of live on American time. And also I work for no money, but for the kicks, the joy of supporting my favourite esports team, which is based in America, in Arizona, Team Evil Geniuses. And they have teams for all the games I'm really keen on, I suppose, apart from TF2, that they play StarCraft 2, they have a really strong team for that. And they play Dota 2, which is a new game that's still in beta, but I've been playing quite a fair bit. I really enjoy it. It's another real-time strategy game, but it's a kind of action real-time strategy, they're called, or a MOBA. And I guess there's other games like it, LOL and Hon are the names. But this one in particular is being made by Valve, who always do a good job and support community, that kind of thing. And it's the one I'm pushing in my community play stuff. So I've been spending a good bit of time learning it. It's very complicated. It looks very simple when you see it, but when you start to learn it, you realise how complicated it is. And it's good because it's a team game. So 5 versus 5, you all have to defend 3 lanes, each lanes being routes through the map to your main base, or your ancient. And you have a multitude of heroes you can pick at the beginning of the game, some that counter other heroes that the other side picks. And then you build those heroes by collecting or fighting and getting gold rewards for whatever you manage to kill, and then buying up extra items which effectively build you into certain kind of styles of character. And then when you engage in combat, you employ those styles, and hopefully you've picked things that counter your enemy, and that you can gradually, over the course of maybe 20 minutes to 1 hour, depending on how the game goes, push the lanes right back, destroy the enemy's towers, which are scattered along the lane, and offer them some fortresses and protection, and into their base to destroy their base. So, but it's very tactical, it's a very patient game, and really, really good. But I've only been able to get into it since I've had a few friends that have really got into it and started teaching me. I love it. Particularly like it because I was playing StarCraft 2 a lot to keep my brain sparky, and that's a very solitary game. It's 1v1 that I play against strangers matched on a ladder system. It can be a bit stressful at times when the strangers decide they want to be bad-mannered and rude to you. I'm not so good at dealing with that, although I should just be able to ignore it. I guess every little social interaction's really significant for me, being as kind of isolated as I was, especially after my, well, after every breakdown, but the most recent one, which happened here, you know, in Cheshire, and I never expected it to get to that stage here, because I was so happy to move here and still love it here and wouldn't move anywhere else. But I think I've already booed about Poppy getting attacked. That was really upsetting, but I managed to handle it quite well, I think, quite calmly. I'm out on the same route now, so I've not let any phobia develop of doing that, which is progress. A little bit, you know, there's kind of things I wish I'd said to the owner, because the one thing that annoyed me was the fact that she kind of said, you know, your dog's always barking anyway, which isn't the case, actually. Poppy barks when she wants to be friendly and she's excited, or when someone's walking past our house and she's being a guard dog. So, barking and dogs go together, don't they? They're not things that indicate violence is on its way, even however much they might sound like it. Oh, this is very slippery. Whoa! Okay, that was close. I'm right by the river, going down the bank and over a little... I'd call it a bridge, but it's actually just two pieces of concrete. Yeah, they're very thin, foot width. Anyway, I'm across. Yeah, so I just kind of... A few things I wish I'd say. One would be just simply when she said, you know, your dog's always noisy. When we see her out, and you can hear her, she's with me now, she hasn't made a sound. She's only noisy when there's another dog to play with. She runs up, she wags her tail, she wants to play. She plays with as many dogs as she can find. She never bites them, never fights them in any aggressive way. Play fights with her friend dogs, the ones that she really gets on with. But the woman didn't seem to be able to just draw a distinction between that and her dog just running in and taking a chunk out of Poppy's leg, which cost £100 in vet fees and antibiotics, dressings, that kind of thing. So Poppy's still got a big hole in her leg. She will do. She'll have a huge scar from it. There's a couple of holes where the main canines went in and a couple of little ones where a second bite was tried to be landed. But the biggest hole, which was about a millimetre from her main artery in her leg, is going to leave a scar because we couldn't get it stitched because it was infected. And the vet said that although it's fairly large and open wound, it's kind of about 2 centimetres long and opened out as it healed, obviously. It's clean. She cleans it. She doesn't clean it too much. She doesn't play with it. She had painkillers for a week, and when she was on the antibiotics, but she's off them now. We didn't exercise her too much just to make sure we didn't pull it open. But yeah, definitely healing over, and she's going to be all right. But no, I just wish I'd pointed out to the woman the difference between a dog barking playfully and wanting a game and a dog running straight in and biting hard into another dog's leg. Yeah, pretty dangerous dog. If any time anyone wants to play with her dog and it's going to do that, then it's a dangerous dog, in my opinion. Anyway, I'm not getting too hung up on it at all. It's just a minor little thing that if I'd handled just a little bit better, I'd have been able to get off my chest, so to speak. I didn't let it get away scot-free. I mean, I did give her a dressing down and told her that if she's got a gun dog, then the first thing she needs to train is its mouth, that a gun dog shouldn't really be able to sink its teeth into anything through training. You know, it should be classically conditioned to not have that response. If it gets anywhere near flesh, it should be able to just gently lift it into its mouth and return it to its owner, which Poppy's trained to do, apart from I guess the difficulty is if the thing tries to escape, which is going to if it's alive. And Poppy had a running with a squirrel the other day. I think she was as shocked as me when she caught it. But she didn't harm it. She didn't sink teeth into it. She literally probably, I would say, injured it, because it was a fragile squirrel and she wanted it to not get away. So she held it firmly in her mouth. And I didn't want to risk it being injured, so I finished it off with my rifle. It sounds very heartless, but I assure you it was the most appropriate thing to do in the circumstances. Yes, so that's all good. But this vaping thing, vaping, I'll call it. I like it. I like it as a description because it's a vaporized tobacco. That's what it's called by a lot of communities on the internet, interwebs. A guy called DJ Wheat, Marcus, his name is, in the States. He recommended I get a particular one, and that's the one I got. And I've been trying these various different juices, and I've now found one I really, really like. Don't really like the fruity flavours and the strawberries and cherries and things. I like the ones that taste like a kind of rich, sweet tobacco. And they're really cheap. You know, you buy a jar of juice, it's, I think, $12.99 for 30 millilitres. And the tank on the vapour is 1.1 millilitres, so 30 fills. And I guess out of each fill you get 10 cigarettes worth, or thereabouts, maybe a little bit less, but that still works out at roughly, that's about 30 or 40p to fill the cartridge up, so 50p, so 10 cigarettes, 50p, compared to £3, whatever it is, for 384, I think it was, so last checked. For 10 normal cigarettes, it's a completely different economic scale. It means we've got a lot less money demand because of a habit. And yeah, it's really good. It's really good. It's just, it's nice because I don't feel like I'm a burden on the household income, which is a hard thing to feel like if you, you know, haven't got an income that you're bringing in. Wow, I've got 3 minutes remaining, which means this has been an awfully long talk into my diary. But, yeah, stop smoking. And I never thought I would. Didn't really think that was the sort of thing I wanted to challenge myself with, because I had enough challenges over the last few years. And you know, but it didn't end up being like that. It ended up being something that I just wanted to do. I didn't even... It hasn't been an effort. It hasn't been difficult. Still getting the nicotine, so I don't have any physical withdrawal. I just take it in a much more healthy way, and generally speaking, it was weird. It was one of those epiphany moments where you just think, well, that's what I'm doing next, you know, and do it, and don't have any struggles or doubts or whatever. Apart from that, so yeah, gaming. Moderating my esports team's channel on Twitch TV. Really enjoying that. You know, we get kind of anything up to 10,000 viewers per match. So there's only about 10 of us that moderate it, including the owners and a couple of the players. And it's really nice and social. I get to play a few games with the guys there after the match is finished. And it feels good. Really, really helpful for my sanity. and then the guys that I'm playing this Dota game are kind of partly old, partly new friends. So that's a social group, and then there's five in a team. And it's been a real reassurance to me that I'm absolutely fine at interacting in a social group, because you do have your doubts about yourself when you've had mental health problems. Anyway, 1 minute left. That's the diary note completed, really. But, 2012, the year I finally gave up smoking, and I'm still only 40. I was said I'd stop at 40, but considering I didn't actually kind of plan a date or anticipate stopping, I just got the idea from talking to people like Marcus about the fact that he vapes and he used to smoke cigars, and he loves vaping, that I tried it and thought, wow, this is really quite satisfying. So yes, that's that, and hope anyone listening's well. If you're listening, you're a good friend, so yeah, all the best to you and your family. And I'm on the home straight with Poppy, walking down the lane, which is absolutely sodden. Tractor tyres have made sure that the mud is pretty unwalkable, and the centre little green bit is gradually getting worn away. because of the fact that the rain has never stopped.